Back to Doncic. Doncic pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Doncic wins the game at the buzzer!
Let's go!
Technical Foul Podcast, it's your boy OD.
Yeah, it's your boy King Testify.
It's the little gap.
We'll be talking about the NBA playoffs, NBA draft, and all that. But before we get into that, we'd like to take a quick moment of silence for our fallen brother, Willie Grant. He's a longtime friend of ours, and we want to send our condolences to him and his family and his friends. So I'd like to take this moment of silence real quick. Is there anything you guys want to say about Willie real quick before we get into like NBA and stuff? Because I know what Willie meant to me, bro. I mean, I know what he meant to a lot of other people in the Thomas community. You know, touched a lot of lives in general. But
yeah, you know,
my voice is cracking here. I'm gonna give it up to Giannis, bro.
Yeah, just quick story about him, man. You know, I wasn't close to him as maybe Miles and Abdi was. And other people were as well. But I remember my 22nd birthday, Abdi was there with me, man. We were at a party one time, and let's just say I was doing some things I shouldn't have done. And I got involved into a altercation with, let's just say, a very, very large man. This guy looked like Terry Crews on extra steroids. And
he was there to back you up.
He was there to back me up. A lot of people were there that, you know, we drove to the party with that kind of turned their backs. But, you know, Willie was the only one who stepped up and calmed the situation down. And, you know, that situation could have turned into a very, very bad one if he hadn't stepped in when he had. So, you know, shout out to him. Man, he's always been a really nice guy. Always, you know, dapped everybody up, says hi to everybody no matter who you are. Whether you know him or not, and it's just tragic that, you know, somebody has to take somebody's friend and son away from
son, man. That's,
you know, that's a tough thing. So that, that's just,
you know, Miles, anything you gotta say?
Pretty good. Will, he really was one of the realest dudes I have met since he first got on campus. I remember when I think it was like their freshman outing was, and I just remember the engagement. The first time I talked to him, he was just, bro, was just so nice, and he treats everybody the same. He's never been one to get a huge head on him. He literally talks to everybody equally and respectfully, and he was just such a great guy, so positive, full of energy, and extremely hard worker too. And it's sad that this happened. It really, I know it's hurt a lot of people, especially in the Thomas community. So my condolences to him and his family. I know he's going to be missed, and he's going to be watching over people. That messed me up too.
Hey man, Miles, I'm telling you, Miles, Giannis, bro. I know he affected you guys in different ways. It affected a lot of people in different ways. But yo, like for real, we got to stop. Like we're out here trying to like support equality, like change the world, like change racism and everything. First thing we got to do before all that, yo, black on black, like, that's like, black on black crime is crazy. Like, it's a big problem, like, and it starts with us as people to change that, you know? Like, so.
Yeah, you know, not to get very political, but, you know, people won't respect us if we can't respect each other, you know?
So, he was trying, man, he was trying to get out of there. He was on his way to make it out that environment that he was living in.
Yeah.
He was always supportive of what everyone was doing, no matter how small it was, how like big it was. He was supportive, bro, and he sent me text messages in the past telling me how much he supports like everything that I was doing, and you know that goes for everyone. I appreciate everyone, no matter what. Like I was like lost for words, and I was, bro, you know, like, I miss him, bro, like, for real. So, like, yeah, man. All right, man. Playoff basketball. We're gonna talk about who disappointed us, who's been a big surprise for us. Kobe Day is Miles. You know, Giannis supporting Kobe. I don't got no Kobe gear, but you know.
Yeah, you got Kobe. Magazines and portraits,
I got posters and everything. But so. Yeah, we out here supporting the one of the greatest to ever play the game of basketball, possibly the greatest to ever play. Kobe Day, happy birthday to the late great Kobe Bryant. Yeah. All right, my guys. So let's start off, bro. Who has disappointed you so far in these playoffs?
Man, I'm going off right now, man.
You want to go after Miles? Because I know you got a lot to say.
Yeah, let's go, Miles. You go ahead, brother.
He does have a lot to say. I've been highly disappointed in those Philadelphia 76ers. That was somebody's sleeper team, too. And I know you're about to go off. But, you know, Embiid, he did all he could. He averaged 30 and 16. And, you know, they kind of put themselves in cap hell given Tobias Harris and Al Horford those contracts. Tobias, he averaged, like, what, 16 points in this series? That's not equal to $180 million, though, over the course of 4 or 5 years. And your boy Al Horford, man. Shout out to Danny Ainge for trading his contract away, because, man, $109 million over the course of 4 years for not even 6 points in the playoffs. Yeah, Elton Brand, bro, you might not be having a job by this time next week, because that's abysmal for how much they lack in depth compared to the Celtics, and considering that they were just like going up against Toronto last year to go for a championship run and get knocked out in the first round, bro, that's bad. That's real bad. And, you know, they were down a starter too. Hayward, he had suffered from that grade 3 high ankle sprain, and to get beat by 27 points in game 2, that's tough. I feel bad for Philly fans. I really do. But with that being said, I think we might be seeing some moves after this season between all those huge contracts, man.
I was going to say with the way the season was for the Sixers, bro, it's kind of hard to choose who you're going to let go. You know, like it could be like a front office thing where it's just like, who's going to be the fall guy here? And as we said, Brett Brown, bro, like he's probably that guy, you know, like every team has that fall guy. And right now, the guy in this hot seat is Coach Brown. So, but
it's crazy because Elton Brand is the one that conducted the whole thing. But
yeah. I was going to say, what's it called? Ben Simmons, bro, was probably the only reason Al Horford wanted to go to Philly, because he was a ball moving type of guy. And Ben being hurt, COVID happening, it's kind of hard, you know, and having a coach like that. I'm not going to blame everything on Brett Brown, but, like, you can't coach a bunch of guys with that caliber the way he coached them. I'll agree with that. You can't just put all the blame on him. I'm going to let Johannes take who disappointed him from here.
So is your pick Philly?
Oh, yeah, my pick is Philly for sure, but yeah. I wanted to consider
this series. So just to pick it back off of what you guys said real quick before I go to what I have to say. Philly, I mean, we kind of saw that Boston would kind of cruise by them pretty bad, but with the fact of like how bad the gameplay was between, you know, the Sixers against Boston, and Embiid did what he did. Joel Embiid put up 30 and 13. Mm-hmm. But like Miles said, Al Horford, bro, really 5 points, bro. You're getting paid
5.3 million dollars.
Bro, listen, bro. This guy's in the G League that is working every single minute.
But
that could average more than that if they give him.
But let's be real, bro. If Ben Simmons was on that floor,
no. A different story. The reason why I say no is because Horford's a big, and you can't put him and Embiid on the same court. I mean, you know, on the court together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got those two. Right.
I think
you have those two with Ben Simmons at now power forward, like Brett Brown wanted, now it's just going to get too congested down there because he can't even shoot as well. So, you know, you got a bunch of just guys just going to be standing around for the most part. But they should have used Al Horford's contract to get somebody like Danny Green in the offseason, or even Marcus Morris, you know, a stretch four, somebody that can stretch the floor, make it easier for Ben Simmons to just swing it.
Tobias is
Tobias isn't that bad. He just isn't looking
good. Traded away Tobias, or not Tobias, Robert Covington.
To be honest, no one fucking blames. No one blames Josh Richardson. I feel like
he played well. He played. He averaged about 18 points this week in the playoffs, bro.
Trash, bro.
Anyways, speaking of trash, I'm gonna tell you who's trash. I'm gonna tell you who's trash. You know who's worse than all these guys? You know who's worse than Shake Milton?
Please don't say Luka.
No, Paul George. Trash.
Pandemic P.
That's exactly what he is. Don't ever call yourself Playoff P again. This might. For the viewers, this was recorded after Game 4 of the Clippers Mavericks.
Literally right after.
Literally minutes. Bro, worse than that, bro. He should not be on TV, period, bro. Listen.
TV.
I was rooting for him. Before Game 4, he was averaging 17 points a game on 30% shooting. He comes into today with 9 points. 9 points, bro. Against a Dallas team that has no KP. Alright? You can't play defense for...
They have KP and they still beat him.
You're trash. Okay? You are absolute garbage. And people talk about he's playoff, he playoff. He gave himself that nickname. Nobody else gave him that nickname. All right?
Nah.
You were terrible. You were garbage.
He's cracking up.
Kawhi and Lou Williams has done everything for this team. And you have done jack, bro. If I'm Doc Rivers, I wouldn't even let him on the Clippers team after what he did to his daughter. You don't deserve to be on the Clippers team. Seriously. You think about this. Do you know when my mindset changed for Paul George? Was when he was laughing at Dame. Alright? Why are you laughing at Dame, bro? He cooked your ass, bro. He cooked your ass, and then right after that game, Dame went off for 50 points a game and then got game one of the series versus the Lakers.
Let's stick to the Mavs.
Paul George hasn't done nothing.
Let's stick to the Mavs.
No, yeah, let's stick to that. Paul George, you trash. You can't guard Finney Smith. You can't guard Steph Curry. Kleber, whoever, there's three guys in Dallas' rotation that is undrafted, bro. And you telling me you can't guard any of them? You are trash, bro. You are awful, bro. Right. Joe Ingles owns you.
Oh,
Dame Lillard owns you. The whole Dallas Mavericks team owns you. Like, bro, you trash, bro.
Oh,
seriously, I really hope that during the offseason, you know, Lawrence Frank and all these guys in the front office trades his ass. Trade for like 2 first round picks. I don't even give a damn. He's not even worth 2 first round picks.
Hey, I hope this clears the whole Jason Tatum Paul George debate I've had with a couple people in the past.
There should be no debate on that.
Should be no debate at this point.
There was a debate about that?
Yeah, there
Thank
was.
You.
There should have been no
debate. One more thing.
Thank you. Tatum, what's up?
One more thing. Magic Johnson did a great job by not trading for his ass because
yes,
Paul George, you were trash, bro.
Alright, so who disappointed you, man?
So the Clippers have disappointed me. This should have been, you know, at least a 3-1
series. So it was Paul George and the Clippers.
And the Clippers, but okay. Mostly Paul George.
Alright, so let's move on from that. Who has impressed you in these playoffs?
For me?
For you? Let's go on and then go to Miles and then...
I'm going to say this. You know, everybody knows I'm an NBA guru analysis. So what I said last week, that happened. You know, I said Denver could potentially upset the Utah Jazz, and that's what I mean. Utah Jazz could potentially upset the Denver Nuggets.
You did,
and bro, guys, Donovan Mitchell's averaging 36 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
And what I said about Denver with inexperience is showing, because outside of Jamal Murray's been struggling, Jokic has been struggling, but everybody else has really not done anything to help. Contribute in both ends of the court, and they got blown out without Michael Conley. Michael Conley comes in, and they continue this upwards trend of just whooping the ass.
Yeah.
So game four is tonight. I anticipate it to be a close one, but I think Utah is going to come out and just dominate like they've been doing the past 9 quarters. Okay.
Yeah, they are.
And
that's crazy. Yeah.
That's just absolutely insane. Surprised me, in my opinion.
I'm gonna go ahead because I'm just gonna piggyback off of what Johannes said because my biggest surprise was Utah. When you looked at the series matchup, their stats are actually identical between them and Denver, but that difference maker was their bench. Mike Conley, 27 off the bench the first game he comes back, had plus 24 in 24 minutes, like shooting 69%. And their bench did squat, and that's why they lost 120 124 to 87. They had like in that game, that game three, they had like five players in double figures, and like I want to say three of them at least had 20 points, and Denver only had like two or three people in double figures, and they couldn't even have nobody to reach 20 points. Like they can't match them. Jordan Clarkson's been playing really well for them too. He had like 11, 3, and 4. It was plus 33 in like 24 minutes too. So Utah's been a big surprise. And you already mentioned Johannes, Donovan Mitchell averaging. Like, man, they're putting on a show. And they're supposed to be the evenly matched up series. But, hey, we're going to see tonight. We'll see what Denver ends up doing.
Well, you guys chose the Utah Jazz as your most impressive team player, whatever the hell it was, for the playoffs. I'm not gonna lie, bro. The Mavs have impressed me, bro. Like with the whole adversity that they've been going through, ejection with Kristaps in the first game, Luka getting hurt in the second game. Today,
No KP.
So like with all that going on, and then going up against a fucking Goliath. Excuse my language. Going up against Goliath, you know.
The number two.
Yeah, it's just like, yo, like the way Luka, KP, and those other gritty guys that no one talks about. Seth Curry.
Trey Burke.
You were just talking about him earlier. No one talks about them. It's just like, yo, these guys were dogs in college. You know what I'm saying? And they have a bunch of guys out there. Boban's the best center in the NBA, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. I know Johannes.
You rang?
Nah, so, but yeah, the Mavs have been my most impressive team to see in these playoffs so far.
No name segment, bro. We're going to start talking about culture and everything outside of sports, right? Just anything that's going on in the world. And you already know what's been popping off on Twitter, on Instagram the past couple weeks, but now it's been getting hot, nice and juicy. Pause. We're talking about Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez, man. It is confirmed. Tory Lanez.
Before you start, RIP to Tory Lanez.
Yeah, anyways,
oh my God,
the situation... Meg Thee Stallion has confirmed via Instagram Live, quote, yes, Tory has shot me. You shot me and you got your publicist and your people going to the blogs lying. Tory, what the hell are you doing, bro? Mm-hmm. All right. This is 2020, bro. You dropped the new, what was it, Chicks Take 5 or 6? What, it was 5?
I think. Chicks Take 4.
4? Radio, which you did a great job with, and your ratings were going up. You hit 10 million followers on the gram. You know, you had 300,000 followers, people, 300,000 people live when you and Drake went on live together.
Yeah, that was mostly because of Drake, though.
Yeah.
That was dope, too, man.
And you're going up. You're going up, bro. Like, I like my stocks going up. That's what I want to see. Uptrend. And then you do some stupid shit. And not only do you do stupid shit, but you lie about it. You a pathetic.
Has he said anything about it, though?
No, he liked a post about some football player talking about the situation.
Like Larry Johnson saying, talking about, oh, if your boyfriend says something about him being on demon time and expect demon time and blame yourself, I'm just like, okay. And then I see Tory like the post. So, yeah, bro, now you really just making yourself look bad.
Yeah, you pathetic.
Point, bro.
Listen, Tory Lanez.
Yeah, you were one of my favorite artists, too, man. You really let me down. Like, I had to delete all the music off of my library, off of my playlist, bro. You really let the whole community down, bro. You're a pariah.
You look short-ass, man. All right? You acting crazy, bro. Okay? Meg didn't even snitch on you when this whole thing happened. She had your back, bro. And you over here talking about you lying and trying to provoke this. And just you forced her to say all this, bro. It's on you.
Can I speak on that?
Yeah, I'm done with this guy, man.
Yeah, the fact that a black woman... Which we don't, and let me start off by saying this. We don't give black women enough credit, especially by how down they are for black men in the community, bro. The fact that she's over here limping, got her hands up, got the cops on her, limping away from the car, and still doesn't snitch your ass out. And doesn't try to get the cops involved, doesn't give up no names or nothing to protect and preserve your life, because she knows what can happen easily, especially with the situation. She easily could have ratted you out. And we got people on here on Twitter talking about she a snitch. I miss me with that. Stay out of my mentions with that BS, because there ain't nobody snitching. She didn't say a name. So that's all I got to say. Man, we got to protect black women, especially my wife. You need to come home, by the way, baby. The kids miss you.
Hold on, time out. You got a wife?
No, he's talking about
Meg, bro.
Oh, yeah, Meg. Bro, she look cute without no makeup.
Fine, but you know, at the end of the day, she come home to me.
Like, she looks fine without no makeup. Hey, I don't think people gotta wear makeup.
Don't talk about Miles' wife like that, all right? Listen, I agree with Miles. Everything Miles just said, that's very, very factual, bro. Tori, bro.
Yeah, Tori, you're in the wrong, bro. You don't shoot people in the foot. Who does that?
What do you get from it?
Like what do you get from that? Is it over Kylie Jenner, bro?
I don't know. We don't know
what happened. Was it over Kylie Jenner?
We don't really know what happened.
What happened, what the context was, but we're going to find out in the court.
Regardless of the story, the fact, what we do know is Meg did not snitch, period, on him.
She didn't snitch.
Tori provoked all this BS. Yeah, Tori provoked all this BS. And if you're talking crazy about Meg, delete your social, bro.
No. If you're talking about Meg, bro, because she didn't do nothing but even after getting wrong, try to protect this man's life in a scary situation. Like, just stop. Stop talking down on this girl's name. She's. Oh, I get so frustrated talking about this, dude.
I got one more
topic to talk about. Miles, have you seen the rumored D Rose Kanye West Adidas shoes?
I have seen. Cut up soap bar, D-Rose shoes.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, you're just looking at him up, D? Well, let me tell y'all. Yeah, go ahead and throw that graphic up.
I'm on social media like crazy. I don't know anything.
Go ahead and throw that graphic up for him.
Got you.
And, yeah, y'all, that's what the shoe looks like. And they're serious.
So, just to talk about this real quick, so it's reported that to drop this sometime this year. As we all know, D Rose signed a 14-year extension with Adidas a couple years back. And it's always been a talk about him and Kanye dropping this Chicago collab sneaker with Adidas, right?
Those are ugly.
And
God,
you know, Twitter was saying the sole looks like fish.
What is that, bro? D Rose, don't do this to yourself. Bro, he's going to tear another ACL. I'm sorry, bro. Don't do that.
There's no laces. Remember, there's no laces. I haven't even seen the laces on there. D Rose's
nothing to it.
D Rose's wife posted like her in these shoes a few weeks back.
She posted a picture with these. She did a photo op with this.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
I gotta pull that picture out.
Listen,
can you show me?
I'm gonna buy 2 pairs of these. You better believe that.
Yo, where's the biggest cap in this room, bro?
I will buy 2 pairs of these, one for me and one for my girlfriend. You know, we're gonna rock these, you know what I'm saying?
Winter, don't let him do that.
Y'all can miss me with that.
Don't let him do that.
I hope you get a fungal infection.
Yo.
Wait, what's wrong with these shoes? You can't hoop with them, but you can still rock them, bro. Look at them.
He's looking sideways like, what the fuck?
If you look at them, they look like the V2s.
They
look like somebody took one of them little choppers that you get with, like, you know, the little ninja machines, and they put it on the shoe and say, yeah, let's throw it out.
I'll be honest with you, bro. That shit just, it's not it. It's not it, bro. Not yet. Probably like 2050.
Hell no, I'm still not wearing it.
You never know, man. Times change. Clearly for him, he's advanced.
Hey, bro, I'm going to hold these. I'm gonna put them in those boxes that you just like put.
These,
in.
If you keep the dust off, you probably
did stock them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
I'll be fine with that. For the purpose of resale, go for it. If you wear them, I'm like,
yeah. Well, if I wear them, you guys aren't gonna rock them. You guys are gonna stay like 6 feet apart.
I'm gonna treat you like what is it called? That the NBA community treated Gilbert Arenas when he wore those Dolce & Gabbanas.
But it's a designer. So he gets smart.
Ahead
of his time, bro. And he got buckets.
He did.
So.
But still.
He didn't get buckets.
Bro, imagine if I wear these. Imagine if I wear these and I cross somebody up and hit a shot on them. They can't talk anymore. They can't speak to me anymore.
Johannes, respectfully, you're not going to cross anyone up with those shoes.
You'll get crossed up for a grade 2 high ankle sprain anterior AC.
Listen, it's okay. As long as I get a highlight from him, that's all that matters.
Listen.
Okay, your highlight video gonna be 3 seconds. 3 seconds long, yo.
Make it 2.5 and post it on IG for me.
Yeah, that's gonna be the shortest reel, bro.
Anything else from the new segment?
Nah, man.
That's, like that shirt.
You like the shirt?
Yeah.
I mess with that shirt.
It's nice. Where you get it from?
I'll send you to the Instagram name. You know, it's exclusive.
That's nice.
Exclusive.
It's cool. Oh, that's cool.
What was that, $80, $90?
No, this is like $35.
$35.
See, nice. I'm about to get that. I was stuck between two shirts off of Young and Reckless. But I think that's it. I think that's the one I'm getting, man.
Miles, is that your first Kobe jersey?
This one was my, bro, in case y'all can't tell, it's a little snug.
I know you got multiple Kobe jerseys, bro.
I got, this is the one of the last two. I got the other ones I didn't trash because I played in as a kid. And this one, and I got the All-Star one in the back. I need to get another All-Star jersey to have. Because, yeah, now it's just like collecting at this point. I'm going to have a Kobe room soon enough.
Yeah, but shout out to Kobe. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
Happy 42nd.
Yes, sir. Happy Kobe Day. RIP, my guy, Willie.
Yes, sir. Yep.
RIP. Tom's community, stay up. Giannis, you got anything else to say?
Hey, everybody stay safe. You know, just keep wearing the mask and just stay blessed and treat everybody with respect.
Yeah, don't be Tory Lanez.
And arrest the cops that killed Breonna Taylor.
Sir, alright, Lil Gap, King Testify, Abdi, Half Court Entertainment, y'all see the socials down here, see ya.